We are lying down again.
Lying down podcasts.
Podcasts have to be done lying down. That is the law. Welcome to the Circularity Podcast. My name is Chris Baldwin.
And I am Alfonso Rodrigo. Not really. It's me, it's Rob. I tricked you.
And we're delirious because we haven't had a lot of sleep.
No, I'm still catching up.
On Friday night, and it's now, what is it, Monday? Yes. We slept in a graveyard in a box. For the second year running, actually.
Yeah, it was a cardboard box. Living in a box.
It was cold, wasn't it, mate?
Yes. It was freezicals, as most of you would have seen on Saturday morning. Frost all over the cars. It was quite thick. So, yeah, we were out in the elements, sleeping on a grave.
To be fair, I lasted until about 4 a.m, then bailed it.
To be fair, you wore a boiler suit and that was it.
So YMCA, we're raising money for the YMCA, their annual sleep out and burn on Trent. The main body of it is at Pirelli Stadium, so first part of the night, did a little set there, and then Kirsty Clark, who's awesome, took over and she did a little set while we scootled off to the graveyard.
Yes, learnings from last year, Chris doing two sets that go on till nearly midnight. Not the best thing for then having to get set up asleep in a graveyard, and it was raining last year. So we didn't want to take that chance. So Kirsty stepped in and did some awesome singing as she does, which allowed us to get over and get set up, which meant we got to see the brief this year.
Yeah, it was good. And we also caught up with Sean and Tash after the brief, who had some things to say about where the YMCA is heading. So over to those guys. Right after, we tell you about one of our events coming up. We're also really passionate about our community and health at Circularity. And one of the things that we do is we put on events for people. And one of our events is a physical fitness event that's going to take place at Shobnal Leisure Complex in Burton-on-Trent on the 23rd of November. It's going to be a free event and there's going to be an opportunity for people to try out different activities. There'll be some yoga, there'll be some calisthenics, and there'll be some martial arts. The event's going to run from 2 till 4.30. We hope to see you there. It's open to all ages and with a particular focus on getting young people active. So, see you there. And now, over to Sean and Tash.
So, we are in St Modwen's Church in the middle of Burton for the second year running.
Yep.
And we're going to go to the graveyard in a minute, me and Rob. And we're with Tash and we're with Sean from the YMCA.
Hello.
Hello.
Who do lots and lots of great work around the place. So could you give us a quick overview of what you do? What's your thing?
So I'm starting a new role now. I'm actually the Rough Sleepers Navigator for Burton and Uttoxeter. And it's a new role that's been done by the government all over the country to actually try and half the number of rough sleepers by 2022, and the big aim is to eradicate homelessness by 2028. It is a really good initiative. It's called Rapid Rehousing Pathway. There is a few different things to it, but it is showing. We've been doing it now for 3 months and we have housed 5 of our 12 entrenched rough sleepers. We have 7 rough sleepers that are on the streets, and within the last week we have, out of them 7, we have had 5 positive moves. That can be anything from people who've not got ID, we've been able to get them ID, people who are not claiming universal credit for one reason or another, getting them sorted with the universal credit. That's probably the same. The first steps, a lot of people who come off the streets, the first place they will go is into some kind of supported housing. Yeah. At the YMCA we have supported housing, but there's lots of other providers. The to get them into supported housing, the first thing they need is to go on to universal credit just for the short term so that they can get the support to get into housing and get back into a safer way of living. That's our main aim. My main aim is to get people off the streets and to assist and support them into changing their life.
And the universal credit thing is because all the housing benefits,
and everything
lumped into that.
People who have been in rough sleeping, and in, I know there's a lot of people who've got a perception that rough sleepers are either alcoholics or drug addicts. That is, yeah, there is people like that, but there is also people who have come out of domestic violence, people who have come, sadly, have been discharged from mental health hospitals onto the streets, people who have left prison because the prison service, there is very, very, very short sentences, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. The prison service can't do anything for that person, and they will have lost their tenancy through being in prison but for such a short time. They are then homeless, and it becomes sort of a revolving door for that kind of person. So the fact that we can now work with the prison service, work with the police, work with the courts to actually help proactively getting these people sorted before they go.
It's a bit more joined up, isn't it?
Definitely. Yeah, it's an initiative that has been from the charitable sector, from everybody who's been involved in this. I'm going to say that it's a no-brainer, but it works. Mm. It's come to Finland who started this, and they've got the lowest homeless stats in the whole of Europe. It just works.
Yeah, you sort out homelessness by giving people homes.
Yeah,
and then you sort the things out afterwards.
That is part of this pathway first. So I'm the navigator, but we also have housing first, exactly that. The five that I've just on about, we have taken them off the streets with all their issues and complex needs, put them into a house, and then we're doing a wraparound support. That, again, like you've said, it just makes sense. You're taking the person away from the street.
Just before we hear from Tash, here's another little bit of information about an event we've got coming up. We put on an event three times a year called Circularity Connect at the National Brewery Centre in Burton-on-Trent. And these events are designed for people to connect around themes. And our theme for November is addiction and recovery. And you can come and join us on the 27th of November from 7 p.m. through till 9 p.m. where you'll hear a number of speakers and a number of talks all talking about their journey through addiction and their recovery. The events are free, but we just ask for a small donation to cover costs. It's always an inspiring and emotional night, and it's a great way to connect with other people. We hope to see you there. Let's hear about Tash and her role at the YMCA.
So, I am the volunteer coordinator. So we have, throughout the year at the YMCA, over 220 volunteers. That includes the winter night shelter that we run. So we have over 130 volunteers just
for
that.
Which I signed up for.
Which Chris has signed up for. Rob, I'm waiting for your email.
just for this, I wouldn't hold your breath.
Okay, moving on. So we have volunteers in every service that we offer. So counselling, mediation, food bank. We run two lunch clubs, a breakfast club at Reconnect. We have our four shops. And then we have our trustees. So all of our trustees are volunteers, and they offer a wealth of knowledge in different subjects. So we have a retired GP. We have a lady that works in HR. We have Cherie, who's here tonight. She does PR and marketing. And then education and engineering. So they bring a wealth of knowledge about all those sectors. And it's, when you break it down, I think we did a cost thing where how much volunteers save the company in terms of not paying them, and to have all of the volunteers, if you were to pay them, it would cost for a year £500,000.
Really?
Yeah. So you got the knowledge of all the trustees and what they bring.
And then the sort of daily running.
Yeah, and then the daily
different stuff. Yeah.
Absolutely, like the night shelter's a fine example. We wouldn't be able to run. Run it without them, basically.
Well, what is it about? Because there's a move, isn't there? There's always been this idea for charity. What you do is that you put your hand in your pocket,
yeah.
and you give money to charity, don't you? That's, yeah. that's always been the historic way of doing it. But actually, there seems to be a move into, all right, if you've got money, donate it. But if you haven't got money, a brilliant donation is time,
yep.
and energy
Absolutely.
And effort. And you know, yep. as you say, the YMCA, and I'm sure many other charities wouldn't work without volunteers.
Yeah, we certainly wouldn't. So we have our food bank alone. This we give out more so recently. You know, you're looking at nearly 200 food parcels a month given out to people in the Burton area. And without the, you know, it's only, I think there's 6 volunteers at the food bank and they make up all those parcels. Mm. So without them, you know, you can't provide that service. Without our counselling service, you know, we can't deliver the over 400 hours that we deliver to our residents. To Peter's mediation, the work that he does is phenomenal in schools. You know, he's working with some families. I think the youngest family member that he worked with is 10, where they were starting to become tension so within the family. So Peter has a small amount of mediators that go in to mediate in houses. Sometimes it's just if two neighbours aren't getting along, he'll go in. And so that's all volunteer run as well. So Peter and Sarah are the only two paid ones, but then you have to have your volunteers. So it's absolutely right. You know, it doesn't always have to be. Money's great, but it doesn't always have to be, you know, that time.
If there's somebody who's like thinking of you know, there's that threshold, isn't there, where you get used to living in the lifestyle where you earn your money, you do work and you get money and all that. Some point in your life, sometimes your brain flips and you go, actually, I just want to give.
Yeah.
I've got a bit of money, but I don't want to do it. I want to give my energies and my expertise and what I can do.
Expertise.
What is it that volunteers get out of being a volunteer, in your opinion?
For myself, what I've witnessed is that they get a sense of belonging and making a difference.
Yeah.
You know, these are people who are retired. These are people who might be long-term unemployed because of mental health issues. So it's giving them that confidence and that social thing as well to get back in.
To be a part of something bigger than themselves, yeah.
Absolutely.
To be a we. To be a we.
There's no I in we. But, yeah. Yeah, you do see, and it's really quite nice when you work, say the night shelter's a fine example, when you see people grow. We had a particular volunteer, she was going through, she was an addict herself, and she decided that she wanted to give back, and she ended up being an integral part where she was coming in 3 nights a week. And you know,
so through that focus, she actually helped herself by helping others.
Yep, basically. Mega. So she is 40 months clean.
Yeah.
And she's doing phenomenally well.
So phenomenal body of work there done by the developing team at the YMCA in Burton-on-Trent. And we need to talk about winter, don't we? And the Winter Wish project, really, because that's sort of loosely tied to that.
Yeah, and well, winter's here now.
Winter is here. Well, it's here on the 29th of November. So if you catch it before this podcast, before the 29th of November, it's being released on the 29th of November. But you can pre-order from the 11th, which is in history. That's in the past.
Well, all this is in the past.
Yeah.
Unless you've got a time machine and you're sat outside the window right now.
So Star From Ivy, that's the band sort of behind the initial Circularity album seed for our project, for which I sort of sing and play guitar for. We've got a single coming out called Winter, and it's about winter, really. It's about the festive period, and it's about some of the things that can get you down and acknowledging those and letting them pass you by. But then also, you're just having that little bit of space, that little bit of time away, just to sort of get your head together while the world's a little bit chaotic.
It's very Christmassy.
Very Christmassy.
Should be number one around that time, I think.
So, as with, you know, the majority of where Circularity has travelled from and to, being inspired by that, you know, that music from the band, this project is no different. Winter Wish, hashtag Winter Wish. So you want to try and have a search for that and get it trending. The basic idea is that it's for anyone in the entire world. And
hashtag anyone
anyone can take part, and there's 5 steps to achieving the Winter Wish.
Yep. These won't get you to recovery, but these might change the way you think and help you be more empathetic or get more connected with those people around you.
So the first step for Winter Wish is lighting a candle. Oh, by the way, you can find out all about this on circularity.org/winterwish.
Yes. So, lighting a candle. I believe we recommend a beeswax candle.
Yeah.
Not entirely vegan, but better than a paraffin wax candle.
Yeah, definitely. And it's that what lighting a candle is, that obviously, like a lot of religions and faiths and places use candles to create light in darkness. As a metaphor, and also kind of in reality, and that's kind of what we're doing, really. We're sort of recognizing that there is, even though the world's a bit crackers to say the least at the minute, particularly the Western world, which is probably why you're listening to this podcast, you know, that actually, if you just have a minute and recognize that yourself can be a force for positivity and for good, that actually the world could be a better place.
Yeah, and several of these steps you could do whilst you're lighting that candle and meditating on the flame.
Absolutely. Oh, I like that, meditating on the flame. Because flames are really, like, it's flames and water, isn't it? If you light a fire, you just kind of get lost in it.
Yep.
I think there's something neuroscience-y about that I read once.
Flames are almost like they're alive, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful. So that's the first part. The second part is listening to winter itself.
Not the season.
The song.
The song.
So, like, as of the 29th of November 2019, because it may be that you hear this podcast in the future, basically, you can hear it across all of the usual digital platforms. So iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, Amazon Music, Amazon Prime, most probably. And
you can hear it on Mixcloud on the Circularity Music Show.
Oh yeah, because we've got a radio show that we put it on as well. Search for Derby Sound Community Radio,
and you could hear the one on the Circularity Music Show before the 29th.
Yes, you can actually. Yeah,
that should be on. If you're listening to this, we've sent this out in the days following the 12th of November show, which this track was played on. So by the end of that week, it should be available on Mixcloud. It will be, well, whichever episode of the radio show was uploaded in that week.
Time is very confusing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not quite linear. I don't get it.
So listening to that, you can do it through that. Also, on that website link, thecircularity.org/winterwish, in the step where it describes listening to winter, you will also find a, if you're listening to it after this, it's not yet the 29th of November, by the way, but if you're listening, it might be. Well, when you're listening to it, it might be after the 29th of November.
When we're recording this, it's not.
Yeah. You will see a lyric video, because I'm going to make one. I've not made it yet, but I will, and then it'll be on there then.
Or have you?
Or have I already? You see, you don't know, do you?
No.
So that's part two. Part three is about being charitable. Now, I want to tell you the story of my charitable bit so far, because I've not done the candle thing just yet in this point in time. I have done listening to winter. I've heard it probably a few hundred times through the mixing process and all that sort of stuff. So I'm a bit bored of it.
What a ringing endorsement.
No, it's a beautiful song. Very, very happy.
It is. And it has got better since the masterful mastering of Steve.
Masters. Brilliant. They're really great. Because winter is self-produced. I didn't mention that. We did it ourselves. So I mixed it and Steve mastered it. And we all kind of recorded it in the attic, which is where we do this podcast lying down. And also in Steve's house, in his room. So it's all, yeah, it's all very, very local. Where were we? Charitable, yeah. So being charitable, I, after the YMCA thing on Friday that you heard about, I've found out that they're actually going to do a night shelter from the 1st of December 2019 through till, I think, early March.
31st of March.
Is it 31st of March? Right, 31st of March 2020. And so once a fortnight minimum, I'm going to commit to going and helping from 7pm to 10pm at St Paul's Church in Burton-on-Trent behind the Town Hall for their night shelter. And there's also an additional training session for potential volunteers. So if that's something that you'd like to do, if you want to take part in Winterwitch, because by the way, that's one of the reasons why we're doing this podcast and explaining it and putting the website together is because, you know, it's not just us doing it. We'd like everyone to do it, really. So
yeah, we'd like you to like, share, get this out there. So if you hear this, see the graphics, visit the website, just share it, because everything we're talking about, there's 3 points there, there's another two, but nothing in that is anything but helping others, building connections, being nice to people,
and like having a minute,
yeah,
just
self-care.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, so that's part three, be charitable. And charitableness can happen in a number of ways. There's the usual kind of thing that is kind of expected, I suppose, in our society, which is like raising money or donating money or doing a just giving or, you know, that kind of thing to do with money. But there's also, I think, that raising awareness and sharing the great work that a particular charity does, and maybe volunteering for them, which is kind of the thing that I've opted to do this time. And also there's the aspect of like minimizing if there's like a charity shop knocking about, you've got too much stuff or you've got more stuff than you need, or, you know, some things that you own don't have value anymore for you. Just give them to somebody else, because somebody else might find value in them, or somebody might be able to sell them and, you know, use that money to help their charity along or something like that. So yeah, being charitable and giving, that's a really good feeling. The step after being charitable is making a wish for 2020. And we wanted to try and be quite specific with this, because when we say make a wish, sometimes wishes can be quite a selfish thing or a materialistic thing, like wishing for a
lottery win.
Yeah, a lottery win or a belonging or...
Not wishing to belong, but a particular item.
Yeah, a thing. Yeah,
or not materialistic.
Yeah, and actually, you know, what we're talking about is that big picture, zooming out and making a wish for kind of everyone in humanity. So I wanted to say what my wish for 2020 was, like, now on this podcast, because it's something I've been giving a lot of thought to, and I've not shared it yet, actually. So my wish for 2020 is for everyone to realise that they're more similar than they are different. And I think particularly with, you know, UK politics where it's at, and you're either for or against things on social media, you know, this kind of arguments and all that sort of stuff.
Everybody's views.
Yeah, we've got to stop it, it's boring. So my wish for 2020 is, yeah, for everyone to realise that they are more similar than they are different. And then the final stage
is nominate two people. So I'll put this one up, because I've already nominated a few people. I've listened to Winter. I'm considering my wish. I've got to be charitable. I think being charitable, I mean, I'm here, I'm lying next to you,
looking after me.
Yeah, I'm caring for you. So maybe that's it, maybe not, though. I might have to do something proper.
Maybe volunteering in a library, maybe that's a good charitable action.
I know, you know what, I'll have a think about that. I'll get back to you about the end of the month. Maybe after the 21st. Now, I did nominate all the local parliamentary candidates for Burton and those of South Derbyshire that I was aware of with the Winter Wish post on Facebook. I haven't seen any replies or acceptance of that, but I am forever hopeful. Maybe that's my winter wish, that they acknowledge it and do it. So that went out to, and please, if you know them, feel free to tag them, Andrew Griffiths, who at this point was the MP, not sure if he's going to be the candidate, but was the only person I'm aware of from the Tories for Burton. Louise Walker, who's the parliamentary candidate for Labour. Adam Wayne, who's the parliamentary candidate for the Lib Dems for Burton and Uttoxeter. And Dale Prime, who was the Brexit Party candidate for Burton and Uttoxeter till Nigel Farage did his massive U-turn and decided he didn't believe in the things he said. controversial, yeah. Obviously, Dale is no longer a parliamentary candidate, but nothing stopping anybody and everybody from doing. And just to round out, I did also do the South Derbyshire people. I didn't know who the Lib Dem or the Brexit person was for there, but I know obviously Heather Wheeler for the Conservatives and Robert Pearson for Labour. So I sent it across to them all, and hopefully they'll all be making a winter wish, listening to the song, lighting a candle, nominating some other people.
Catch the website circularity.org/winter-wish, and if you look through that page and you think, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do all five steps. To be honest, if you do one step, that's pretty cool, but all five and you'll get this real sense of completeness. That is key to making the world a better place.